Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 391, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. When morning lights the eastern skies, O Lord, thy mercy show. On thee alone my hope relies. Let me thy kindness know. And what follows, Psalter 391, the first three stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Numbers 13, the verses 16 through 33. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Numbers 13, beginning with the 16th verse. These are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Ushia, the son of Nun, Jehoshua. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended by the south and came into Hebron, where Ahiman, Shishai, and Talmai, the children of Anak, were. And now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes. And they bare it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes, which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought backward unto them, and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. And nevertheless the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. We hope to remember in prayer Landon, the 2-year-old son of Mr. and Mrs. Brendan Grisnick, who was out of ICU but still in the Calgary hospital. Jared Byer, 12-year-old son of Mr. and Mrs. Ton Byer, who had his appendix removed but may be home again. Mrs. Johanna Byer, who fell and fractured her hip and had surgery later yesterday in the Lethbridge Hospital and remains there. Mrs. J. Cluck, who was in a very frail and weak condition, and also Mrs. Evanessa, who is in a declining condition. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth. Then thy goodness and thy mercy is still so great and so unfathomable over us and our children. Thou wast given another Lord's Day, and a part of the congregation may come up to thy house. The greater part is still called upon to remain in their dwellings. May it soon become different. Ah, Lord, wilt thou grant a small making grace and small keeping grace, and that is only possible through the work of thy Spirit. A virtue, the meritorial work of Jesus Christ, that we may be given to be wonder all thy goodness and all thy mercies, also in the week gone by, and that for a sinful and for an unthankful people that do sin everything away. Wilt thou come down with thy Spirit, with thy power in this morning hour, and then in this morning hour, then by renewal, then not only the audible gospel shall be proclaimed, but also the visible gospel hopes to be administered in the midst of the congregation. Oh, that preaching, that we are unclean because of our sin, that we need to be born again, that we need to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Lord, may it be in this morning for true conversions among young and old, that thy kingdom may come and that thy name may be glorified, but also for the instruction, the comfort, the edification, the correction of thy Zion. May the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism, may it be used in this morning hour for the strengthening of the faith of thy children. And then, Lord, we humbly ask thee to remember these parents. Wilt thou grant them a deep impression of thy goodness, wherein the time that lies behind, then it is pleased to spare life and to give life. Then by the first time or by renewal in their married life, then thou wast given unto them a precious gift, a little child, even for a father and mother, where thou wast given a double gift, where thou wast granted unto them two children. And now, Lord, thou knowest most perfectly how that these fathers and mothers, how they have come up to thy house, how it has been in the past week. May there have been exercises, prayers, speaking to one another, concerning when thou would give it, what is to take place in this morning hour, when they may be privileged to present their children in a special way before thee, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads. Oh, may the prayers be multiplied, that thou may do for their little children what is signified therein, that is to be washed and cleansed from all our sins in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, wilt thou remember them with their oaths? Oh, wilt thou grant them a deep impression of what they hope to answer upon? Oh, spare them, that they stand not with a lie in their right hand, but with an impression, who is sufficient unto these things? but with an impression of the solemnity of the occasion, and with a desire that they may be given to do their utmost to instruct their children in the way of instruction, in the way of example, accompanied by unceasing prayer, oh, with an impression what their little children need, what their other children need, and what father and mother needs. Lord, wilt thou remember all the unborn with the mothers? We remember all the barren ones amongst us. Oh, do uphold them and remember them in a special place. Grant them a special place at thy footstool. Wilt thou remember the grandparents, the great-grandparents? Then we are given to see that one generation cometh and another generation shall go. Wilt thou grant humble and broken hearts and also a deep impression of their increased blessings, but also of their responsibility. Wilt thou also remember the consistory with the increased responsibilities of our souls, traveling to a never-ending eternity entrusted unto them. Lord, remember the many needs amongst us. Then we commend once more the old mother in her very frail and serious condition, lying before the gates of eternity. Thou hast yet extended her life for a few more days. We commend her unto thee for body and soul. Remember her with her dear husband and the whole family circle. And another old widow, the oldest member of the congregation, in her declining condition, where it seems that the end is also coming closer by, then we also commend her unto thee for body and soul, in the weakness and frailty of the body. Lord, remember the little son that remaineth in the hospital. Then thou wast given improvement, and thou granteth encouragement. But there are concerns, and there are many unknowns. Then by renewal we ask thee, may thou continue to watch over him, and remember for body and soul thou knowest the healing that he stands in need of. Thou hast wonderfully spared him. May it be for the purpose that there could come a time that he may be given to show forth thy praise. Wilt thou remember and uphold father and mother in these trying ways? Grant them a special place at thy footstool. Another son was taken to the hospital, has underwent surgery. Hitherto thou hast made everything wonderfully well. May it please thee to grant further healing and strengthening. Then thou wert speaking unto him in a special way. Oh, may it be accompanied by the work of thy Holy Spirit, that he may be given to remember his Creator in the days of his youth. Also, his grandmother was admitted to the hospital, underwent surgery in the day of yesterday. Thou hast helped her out, thou hast helped her through, and now she must wait for thy healing and for thy strengthening. Wilt thou grant it, and may this calling, and may it be profitable for her soul, Wilt thou remember the family circle? Lord, remember all under the physician's care, in many different circumstances they are known unto thee. Wilt thou remember all of our elderly ones, those in the care home, those at home, those that may still come up to thy house? We commend them all unto thee. And do remember all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the grave. Then in the past weeks, then wounds have been reopened afresh. Oh, do continue to uphold them, and may the callings be sanctified. And now, Lord, in this morning hour, then we humbly ask of thee for thy gracious help in the administration of word and sacrament, and may the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Oh, we shall now read the form for the administration of baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This the dipping inner sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God, and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us, that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us, and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil, or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us, that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost assures us, by this holy sacrament, that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, Whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts. Therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in Him and love Him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes through weakness fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, as since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2 verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith, and therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant. And parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein, when they shall arrive to years of discretion, that therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O Almighty and Eternal God, Thou who hast according to Thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood, and hast according to Thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, Thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy, graciously to look upon these children, and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death, and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may with a comfortable sense of thy favor leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without tear before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used for that end and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded. You are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore, as members of his church, ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments, and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power. What is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation? Mr. Maurits Riedijk. Mrs. Maurits Riedijk. Mr. Edwin de Kock. Mrs. Edwin de Kock. Mr. and Mrs. Mr. Ryland de Kock. Mrs. Ryland de Kock. Mr. Kyle de Kock. Mrs. Kyle de Kock. Mr. Jamie de Kock. Mrs. Jamie de Kock. Mr. Raymond de Kock. Mrs. Raymond de Kock. Mr. Shane de Kock. Mrs. Shane de Kock. And Mr. Travis de Kock. And Mrs. Travis the Cock. Fathers and mothers, then in this morning hour, then you have many reasons to acknowledge the Lord for the blessings which he has granted in the time that lies behind us. He has spared life. He has given life with the birth of a little child, and for a father and mother with a double gift and with a double blessing. May it please the Lord to grant an impression of his goodness and of his mercy. And now in this morning, then I hope, that you have bowed your knees, that you have humbly asked the Lord to remember you in this morning hour, when in this special morning, then you may present your child, your children, in a special way before the Lord, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, and to receive the name of a thrice holy God upon their little foreheads. And now we have heard out of the form, this written in Job 14 verse 4, who can bring a clean out of an unclean? But then we have heard, oh, if we look at self as fathers and mothers, and if we look at our children, they are born unclean under the wrath of God. If we look in this world, then there is no hope and no expectation. And to that end, may we be given to look to the Lord. We have heard it out of the prayer that the composers of our form, that they have listed some of the attributes of the Lord. Then they have begun with the power, the almight of God, that for the Lord there is nothing too wonderful. It was a great work to create the world. There's a greater work in the recreation of man, because then there is that awful resistance, those parents, nothing too wonderful for the Lord. Then the instructors, they have mentioned that he is that eternal God from everlasting to everlasting the same. He is the Lord that changeth not. And also for us and our children, we shall never cease to exist. Thus what a solemn thought. In this morning hour, in the presence of an almighty and an eternal God. And now the Lord granteth many blessings, but our journey shall come to an end. And then we shall be called upon to appear before that almighty and eternal God to give an account. And therefore the composers, they have also spoken of the justice of God, that he has punished Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and that first world that refused to enter into the ark, because everyone was invited. Noah has pointed that people to that open door, but they did not enter. And then in the severe judgment of the Lord, then that people have perished. But then the instructors, they have spoken of the infinite, that means without limits, the mercy of God, and that may now be declared in the sacrament of holy baptism, that the water points to the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin. And O parents, may the prayers be multiplied, that you may receive the application, and also your children. And now you hope to soon make, you have made an oath before the Lord, it is recorded in heaven, to do your utmost. May that oath, may that bring you on your knees, to be given to humbly ask the Lord for his help. And the Lord is not an idle onlooker, also knows in this morning how it is in our hearts. Oh, whether you have confessed insufficient of self, but whether you could honestly say before an all-knowing God, Lord, we are shunning the world, but thou knowest my desire. It is my desire that my children, that they may be instructed in the word of God. And now it is necessary that that instruction is accompanied by an example, a life according to God's word and accompanied with unceasing prayer. You may sit down, parents. Grandparents, great-grandparents, a special morning for you. And also among the great-grandparents, also a difference. One lying before the gates of eternity. May these little children, may they be carried upon the wings of prayer, that it may please that Almighty, that Eternal, that Just, that Merciful God, that He may bless these children with a favor, that He bears unto His people, that they may be reckoned among a seed, that may be blessed by the Lord. And now, congregation, now by renewal, it is true, the last Lord's Day, the sacrament of holy baptism was administered for another third of the congregation. You weren't able to listen along. But now in this morning, then by renewal, then you may witness the sacrament. May it be made a blessing, oh, for the unconverted, to be given to see what we miss, what we need, oh, for seeking souls for the people of God, that it may be accompanied by the work of the Holy Spirit, because the sacrament testifies that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. May the Lord remember, help fathers and mothers with the oath which they have made. While the children shall be brought in, then we shall sing of Psalter 425, the first stanza. 425, the first stanza, while the children are brought in. Stephen Anthony, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Carter Andrew, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Chad Richard, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Kelsey Arena, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Chloe Berendina, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Dylan Hendrick, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Megan Ray, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Oakland Shania, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Azalyn Janaea, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We now ask the congregation to arise and to sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza. Let us close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, We thank and praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins. Through the blood of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through Thy Holy Spirit as members of Thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be Thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech Thee, through the same Son of Thy love, that Thou wilt be pleased always to govern these baptized children by Thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge Thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which Thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only teacher, a King and High Priest Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil and his whole dominion, to the end that they may eternally praise and magnify Thee, and Thy Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Psalter 213, the stanzas 3, 4, 13, and 14. Let children thus learn history's light, to hope in our God and walk in His sight, the God of their fathers to fear and obey, and never like their fathers to turn from His way. The extra collection today is for the school, Psalter 213, 3, 4, 13, and 14. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, then by renewal we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Numbers 13, the verses 30, 31, and 32. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched, unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. Our text words speak of the good report of Caleb and Joshua concerning the promised land. With four thoughts after a diligent search of the land. In the second place, displaying the tasteful fruits of the land. In the third place, in opposition to a contrary report of the land. And in the fourth place, encouraging the people to conquer the land. Beloved congregation, we have seen in the past week that the children of Israel, that they have come close to the promised land, that they have come to Kadesh Barnea, and that people, they were exercised with the land of Canaan. We have heard that they have come to Moses and ask whether that if you could go ahead to see the best way to conquer that land. And it is true. There were 10 spies that have brought a wicked report, and only 2 spies that have brought a good report. But they were exercised with the promised land. How was that, parents? Have you now been exercised in the past week with what you and your children need? Exercised with the sacrament of baptism? Have there yet been tears been shed? Have you spoken to one another with an impression of that one thing needful? Oh, Moses has sent 12 spies, and this morning 16 parents. And have you been given to consider your hearts to what people we belong to? Because there are 2 kinds of people upon the earth. There were also 2 spies and 10 spies that have brought a different report. And then at the end of that list of spies, therefore in this morning, we have read one more verse than last week, because that verse also has special instruction, and that concerns Joshua, the son of Nun, because then we read, these are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Joshua, that was the former name of Joshua, and that means to save. But now at this moment, before the spies were sent forth, sent northward, then Moses has given that spy a different name, and then he has added J-E-H, those are the syllables of Jehovah. Thus now Joshua has received the name that means, has the same meaning as Jesus. And boys and girls and young people, we have learned what Jesus means. He has come to save His people from their sins. Thus, before the spies were sent out, then He has received another name, Jehoshua, that means Jehovah saves. Thus, an encouragement for the children of Israel, because they knew that in that promised land there were many enemies, different nationalities, that has been told unto Abraham many years before, but now when they were sent forth, then the children of Israel have received instruction that who would lead them into the promised land. What a blessing, what it may be in our life by the work of the Holy Spirit, that we learn that we need to be saved. We learn that we are lost because of our sins. And then what does the Spirit teach them? And He teaches that people that they can never save themselves. The enemies are so great, and their debt and their sins, that we are lying under the wrath of God. We have heard it, parents, from the form that the sacrament tells us that we and our children are lying under the wrath of God. But now for the children of Israel, who shall lead us up that we may conquer that promised land, that we may sit under our vine and under our fig tree. Oh, then before they were sent forth, then Joshua, the son of Nun, he has received a new name, Jehoshua, that means that Jehovah saves. Oh, that glorious name that may be proclaimed in this morning hour, where the sacrament of holy baptism, then it witnesses and testifieth that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that cleanses from all sin. Oh, what a comfort that was for the children of Israel, who shall lead us to possess that promised land. And then he was pointed out, the Savior, Joshua, who would bring that people into that land. But then we read something else special in verse 22. And then it is written concerning, and they ascended by the south and came unto Hebron. We have told you last week that was a special place, the graves of the patriarchs. But then we read at the end of that verse, now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. That signifies a warfare between countries and nationalities. Maybe Egypt was boasting that they were the oldest. But then it is added in this chapter for the comfort of Israel, that Hebron was 7 years before Zoan. And what a warfare there is in our day. Oh, that warfare between those two kingdoms. When we think of the doctrine, let us say it's not a doctrine, the theory, the foolishness of evolution, our parents. When you may receive a little child out of the hand of the Lord, what a foolishness it is to try to declare that it has all come through evolution, but that theory of evolution that declares, that denies that there is a creator. But now for the comfort of the children of Israel, it is added that Hebron was 7 years older than Zion. Oh, it may be declared that the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting the same. Hebrews 13 verse 8, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. We have heard it out of the form and the prayer that the Lord is that eternal God. Oh, before the earth was formed, then the Lord was from everlasting to everlasting. And now we have heard that those spies, they had a special commission. They were to search out the land and to bring a report from the south to the north, from the west to the east. And then what a beautiful lines we can draw, also with parents and with the oath that you have made. Then we have mentioned last week that you were called upon because to instruct your children, then you must know the scriptures. What is written therein so diligently to creep through the scriptures and, of course, for those spies, our boys and girls can understand it, that if a blind spy was sent, someone could hold him by the hand and lead him. But then they could not bring much of a report of that promised land that those spies had eyes. It's also what we need, parents. We need enlightened eyes by the work of the Holy Spirit that we may understand the scriptures and even the scriptures that they condemn us. Because when the Lord begins, and the judgments, they are for us. But then, oh, we love those scriptures. And then we shall take time, even extra time, beside our devotions at mealtime. But then there shall be other times that we shall open the scriptures and be given to search it. And they had to search the whole land, not just a little piece here and there. So that means we must search the whole Bible that we may be given to give a proper and a good report of the precious things of the Lord. But there are many more things that we must search out. If we think of creation and our confession of faith is written in the second article, most elegant book that declares the glory of the Creator of the heavens and of the earth. Are there not many Psalms, Psalm 19, 104, 147, that they speak of the wonderful works of creation and of providence? And in Job 12, the verses 7 through 9, ask the earth and it shall teach thee, the beast and the fowls they shall give instruction, who knoweth not in all these things, that the Lord has made them, thus also creation, that we may have eyes to see it, that we may tell our children, then sometime what beautiful opportunities the Lord can give, when the Lord sends a thunderstorm, when we may see the lightning as last evening in the sky, then it is an opportunity that we may bring a report of that Almighty God, who has everything in his hands. Oh, concerning the providence of the Lord, then it is our calling that we may search it out, have an impression of the Lord's providence in our life, in the lives of our children, that we may be given to give a proper report. Know that there is no chance, but that everything is directed by an Almighty, a God that sits in the heavens, that beholds all things, does not take away our responsibility not to become passive. Oh, also to give a report of the human heart, that the Lord has created us perfectly in paradise, jewel of creation, given to glorify their Maker. No troubles, no trials, no pains, no sickness, no death. But we have taken of that forbidden fruit. We are lying under the wrath of God, and we have evil hearts that need to be renewed, the necessity that we impress upon our children, the necessity of a new heart. Oh, we live in a day that there is much religious literature. Parents, let us guard ourselves. that we read not those superficial conversions and things to our children, but the Word of God in the first place. But word may be told how the Lord converts His people in the experience of misery, deliverance, and gratitude. But now, our second thought, displaying the tasteful fruits of the land. Then those spies, you can understand it, boys and girls. 40 days, the Bible, that is a time of waiting, time of testing, a time of trial. Moses 2 times on the mountain. Could mention more instances of 40 days or 40 years. And that people have waited. That many children have asked their father and mother, father and mother, when do you think the spies will return? And fathers and mothers also had much opportunity to make it plain to the children what those spies were doing. And let's hope that there has been much prayer in the encampment of the Israelites, because what a danger those spies were in. The land of Canaan knew that the children of Israel were approaching, have heard of the wonderful works of the Lord, how necessary that there was prayer, but a waiting people for a report of the promised land. And how is that with us? During the week, there's also an eagerness to go up to God's house. Souls that are exercised with those things, learned what they deserved, learned what they need, have experienced of the wonderful things of the Lord. The children of Israel were in the wilderness, not a strange matter for the children of God, and then with an eagerness to receive a report out of the promised land. And then when they have come to Hebron, rich valleys, fertile, then they have taken of different fruits, and they have brought it back to the encampment of the children of Israel. Not a thistle. Those spies had brought a big thistle, and they tell us there are very big thistles with 2-inch thorns. If they had brought a big thistle between the two of them, then, boys and girls, I do not think they would be so jealous to enter the promised land. But they have picked of the best of the fruits. And then we read that they have brought 3 different types of fruits, and those spies, they could tell where they have found those fruits. They could tell what those fruits tasted like. Those 2 spies that have carried them on the rod, they could tell how heavy those fruits were. And now in the first place, then we read of a big cluster of grapes that had to be carried by 2 spies. What that must have been for the children of Israel when they saw those spies, when the report was heard that those spies were returning. Then undoubtedly everyone that was able, they have left their tents and they have went out to meet those spies. Thus we would say, not one has remained home from church. They were all there. And now when we consider when they have seen those spies, they have seen the fruits before they have heard their words. At least when they saw him coming in the distance. And the ones that were a little closer, they have seen the fruits before they have heard the message. Do you hear, parents? When our little children become older, they are all eyes. And they see very closely your walk. And they sense very quickly whether your walk, whether those fruits, whether they correspond to your talk. Because children pay much attention to what we do. That's what an instruction also concerning the oath, what you have made. When we consider that cluster of grapes, then there were two spies that has carried that cluster. One had dropped a rod, it would have not went so well with those grapes. That's also the instruction that father and mother, they must be one. According to God's word. And now concerning that cluster, we could speak of a difference between those two spies. Oh, parents, do you know what is necessary now? That you may be given to taste of those precious grapes from the land of Canaan. And when that may take place, by the work of the Holy Spirit, then there shall be such a desire and much prayer that your children, by free and sovereign grace, that they may be enabled when they come to years of discretion to taste of those grapes. Because parents, when our children see us feeding on the husk of the world, then we can tell them, children, you must ask the Lord that you may have of those grapes. But if they see you feeding on the husk of the world, then your words, it's true, the Lord has to apply it. But many times, then it even turns our children away from the word of God. It is true, with those two spies that were carrying that large cluster, they have both seen it. The one at the back had walked by sight. Look at those grapes. The one leading had to walk by faith. But they have tasted of those grapes. What must we understand by those grapes? Those are the precious things that the Lord gives unto His people. Oh, we could speak of the grape of love, of faith, of hope, of humility, of repentance, prayer, thanksgiving, communion, peace. Oh, we could speak of the grape of justification, of sanctification. What a cluster, if we may say it reverently, that Christ has merited for His children the precious things of the Lord. I think when those spies have returned, that maybe there were even boys and girls, that they have quietly asked their father or mother, do you think that I may have one of those grapes? Of course, in that cluster, there were only so many. It was a large cluster, but there were only so many grapes. But concerning the things of the Lord, that grace is so sufficient. Think of the storehouses of the greater Joseph. We never read that they were emptied. Of course, it was possible to empty them. But concerning the things, the matters which Christ has merited for His church. They are so sufficient. Ah, the Lord, He is so great. He does not become less by giving out, and He can never become greater by holding in. Thus, what a precious message, parents, that those spies have brought forth. The fruit of the land, the necessity, your example, separated from the world, a separated people, that the children may see what a large place that God's holy word has in your life. Oh, the necessity, those spies, they could show forth the fruits, they could not change the hearts. Conversion, that is the Lord's work. Concerning the tasting of those precious fruits, I read in Hebrews 6, verse 5, a tasted of the good word of God. In 1 Peter 2, verse 13, have tasted that the Lord is gracious. And now the Lord was those spies. They have undoubtedly also heard, maybe some of those spies have even joined them, in Numbers 11, verse 5, when they became tired of the manna. And then they have said to Moses in Egypt, we had cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. But now what is that compared to that delicious and juicy cluster of grapes from the promised land? Then in the second place, the pomegranates, about the size of an orange, red. We read in the Song of Solomon, 8 verse 2, I would cause thee to drink of spiced wine of my pomegranates. Thus they tell us that that fruit that had was a healing medicine for different ailments. And then concerning the figs, concerning the vine, concerning the figs, then we'd read in the Bible that the fig tree gives shade. Think of Nathaniel. He is sat under that fig tree when Philip has found him. And it was the expression by the Jewish nation to sit under one's vine and fig tree. That means to have rest from war, rest for the family circle. Solomon has used that expression with the dedication of the temple. And Rabshakeh, when he has spoken to Hezekiah, then he is asked whether Hezekiah would give them a vine and a fig tree to sit under. Thus three special fruits. And what a special instruction. Oh, concerning the grapes. We make wine from grapes. And the wine is an emblem of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. For those pomegranates, also a healing value. Oh, we need to be healed of our sin-sick souls. And now to sit under the fig for a restless people that speaks of rest and peace. What an instruction, but also what an encouragement for the children of Israel. When they have seen those fruits, how desirous they must have become to enter that promised land. Also the boys and girls. Thus what a message, parents. With the baptism of your children, with the oath which you have made, then we hear it, that there is much work on your knees, that you may not be given
must close in this morning, 2 weeks, when the Lord grants it. We hope to have baptism by renewal. Then perhaps we can continue. But what an instruction. First they have seen the fruits, and then they would speak. And now those fruits, that is an emblem of a life according to God's holy word, that our little children may be given to see. And that is not only instruction for fathers and mothers, also instruction for the minister, for the consistory, that we bring a proper report of the promised land, young and old. Have you ever become jealous of the fruits of that promised land? Who is that necessary for? For those that are thirsty, oh, for those grapes, how refreshing it must have been. For those that are sick because of their sin, but also those that need shade and rest, walking under the scorching sun of God's wrath, those that are assaulted by Satan, those that are cursed by the law, those that are persecuted by the world. What precious fruits were shown unto the children of Israel. Then we would think that with one voice, the so important parents, that you stand shoulder to shoulder, so important, that the children of Israel with one voice would have said, let us now go together and to conquer the promised land. But alas, there were some other spies, 10 others, that began to speak. Amen. Let us close. Lord, it is but simple instruction out of thy holy word. May these fathers and mothers, may they be given to speak about what they have heard. May they be given to meditate upon the same. May they be found oftentimes on their knees, humbly begging of thee. Oh, that thou may grant by thy grace that they may taste of those precious grapes, that they do not have to speak of grapes which they have never tasted themselves. Although when we may consider the welfare of our children, even though we have not tasted thereof, may it be by thy common goodness, a deep impression of what we need. Oh, may there be in the hearts of fathers and mothers a holy jealousy. May the prayers be multiplied, Lord. Wilt thou do for these little children what is signified in the sacrament? Then in this day we commend unto thee the couple who were united in holy matrimony in the past week. It is their first Lord's Day. May it please thee by the work of thy Spirit that in their married life they may early be given to taste by thy grace of those precious fruits of the promised land. Wilt thou watch over us in this day? Gather us by renewal round about thy holy word. Wilt thou remember and help the elder in this afternoon? May it be found an easy task. May it be granted that he may taste of what he may read, with a heart desirous that the congregation may partake of the same. May there be Aaron's and hers Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 158, the stanzas 4, 6, 7, and 8. A glorious banner thou wast given to those who fear thy name, a banner to display abroad, and thus the truth proclaim, and what follows. Psalter 158, the stanzas 4, 6, 7, and 8, and the banner of truth and Paul magazine are at the exit. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.